Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Fitzgerald. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bunky Stewart. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bunky Stewart. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Carrasquel reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carrasquel moves to third. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carrasquel scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Stewart. Minoso moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts bunts towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. Minoso scores. Kell moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Michaels moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Michaels scores. Pierce moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Pierce moves to third. Carrasquel moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pierce scores. Carrasquel scores. Fox moves to third. It's 5-0, White Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. Minoso goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, White Sox. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart juggles the ball. That's an error on Stewart. Kell moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to second for the out. Kell moves to third. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is safe. Rivera steals second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a line drive into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Busby moves to second. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer strikes out. One out. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Busby moves to third. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Busby scores. Fitzgerald moves to second. It's 7-1, White Sox. Tom Umflett pinch hits for Bunky Stewart. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Camilo Pasquale now pitching. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Groth. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is out, Runnels applying the tag. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-0 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pasquale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is out, Runnels applying the tag. Two outs. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Batts takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Manny Minoso now playing center field. Johnny Groth now playing left field. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Vollmer hits a fly ball into center field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-1 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a fly ball into left field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a line drive into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Groth strikes out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-1 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Camilo Pasqual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasqual hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Minoso, who is chasing the ball. Pasqual reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. Yost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pasqual scores. It's 7-2, White Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon strikes out. The ball gets by Betts. He chases the ball to the backstop. There goes Yost. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Fox fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got three RBIs. Minoso hits a line drive towards the mound. Pasqual catches it and throws to first to double up Fox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Sievers strikes out. One out. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Vollmer takes first base on ball 4. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-2 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Batts is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-3 in the game. Rivera is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kell moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Kell moves to third. Michaels moves to second. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-2 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pasquale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Camilo Pasquale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Pasquale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-3 in the game. Runnels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards short. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got three RBIs. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Severs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fitzgerald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Batts hits a fly ball into left field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Vernon. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-4 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Vollmer is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0 for 3 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Killebrew strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.